Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Hi, Janine Vosper here, and welcome to this episode of the We Are Women podcast. Today I have got Frances Scadden with me. Now, Frances is a midlife empowerment coach who helps women who are feeling lost and unfulfilled to living boldly. I love that word, Frances. And purposely. I think that happens a little bit when people lose their purpose, and we're going to talk about that. So purposely in their careers and relationships and health. After a successful corporate career in learning and development and change management, she now uses her extensive expertise to guide women to breaking free of the societal shoulds. That's probably the nastiest word in the English language. Rediscovering their true identity and cultivating unshakable self-confidence, proving that midlife is the perfect time to redefine what's possible. Welcome, Frances. I love that intro. It definitely connects with everything that I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we've had some previous conversations and we've touched base a couple of times, and I just think, yeah, it aligns perfectly, but I love that you picked up on that word bold, and that really resonated for you.
It certainly does. We just chatted just before we came on. I've just had a week down the beach, and when this goes live, I'll actually be traveling around Australia for a few weeks down into New South Wales and doing a whole lot of festivals and things. And I travel with some friends who don't necessarily, who are in that sort of midlife area, and they're now living the life that they have chosen to do. You know, they get in the caravan and do a bit of traveling without being yet necessarily a grey nomad.
Yes.
But doing it in a way that they can just say, yeah, that's me, that's what I'm doing. And that's that where that boldly.
Absolutely. I think sometimes we hear the word bold and we think it has to be this really loud, over the top, extreme action. And bold, I mean, it's like everything, right? It's an individual perception, but bold can sometimes really mean just using your voice to say what you need to say, what's within you that you potentially wouldn't have said in your 30s because fear of judgment. Now we're getting to a stage where, yeah, bold might mean just using that voice and speaking with purpose and intention.
There's a lot of things that we fear with doing that in our 30s and that sense of judgment. But I've noticed as I've got older, the filter's still on most of the time, but I'm quite comfortable sharing and talking about my ideas and beliefs. And I don't, you know, not everyone has to agree with them, but I'm comfortable sharing them. And
And I think that's a really great distinction. I think what happens is we do still have this potential to not speak out or not speak up. Not necessarily speak out, but I because of the fear of judgment or what could be the consequences here. But that's really an awareness, right? And we use that. It might stop us for a moment, and then we can make a decision: is it still right for me, and am I okay, knowing that there might be a consequence or there might be a little bit of judgment, and am I okay with that? And when we stop and think about it, it's probably I really am. This is important to say. And so then we say it. But that's, I feel like the difference. When I was in my 30s, it was more just don't say it, you know. Whereas now it's, will I or won't I? Yeah, I will. And I think that's the difference.
It is. It's, although I'm just thinking about a particular point, because I've been known to have a voice and being known to speak out. And look, that's what I encourage people to do as well, and you know, teaching them how to do it well as a speaker. But I think now what I do better is I said the filter, but the filter isn't to stop me saying what I want to say, but the filter is more of how I'm going to present that message or story, where it was probably a lot more direct when I didn't understand that.
I can relate to that. I'm also, as much as I have had fear of judgment and have felt shushed at times, I also have been known, and my friends would laugh at that, but I've also been known as somebody who would speak what needs